Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Rhonda's house.
This is Rhonda's house. This is Judah.
Hi, Judah. I'm sorry. That's okay. You didn't identify yourself, so I wasn't sure if I had the right number.
I'm sorry. I was in the middle of eating a cookie, so I just wanted to be as quick as possible.
No worries. So my name is Missy. I work with Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. I'm the one that sends requests to you guys, like on behalf of the case managers.
Yes, Missy, you're like the golden key over here.
Why?
A golden key is a good thing.
Okay.
But you're sending us referrals, and we're hopefully going to be able to help you out.
Yeah. Well, so the reason I'm calling is I did get your message. You know, we will let you know when you're awarded the case. If you don't hear back from us, unfortunately, you're outbidded. We have to kind of like follow a rotation. We can't give the same provider all the cases. But I did have a case for 40 hours a week. The days and times are varying in Trumbull County that you guys placed a bid on, okay? Unfortunately, you were outbidded, and it only lasted 2 days. So I wanted to afford that opportunity to you guys if you guys were willing to take on a case on Champion Avenue for 40 hours a week. It's a good case, but is that something you could staff? That's the biggest thing. I guess the staff wasn't even showing up. So.
Meaning, okay, is this JR?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Okay, now I'm just looking at my sheet over here in Trumbull.
Yeah, I would have to send you the demographics, because you only have, like, the basics, but you were the next one on the list that, placed a bid, and I'm like, well, let me call them before sending it out to other people, because if you could staff it, I'd rather just give it to you guys.
Well, I definitely, definitely appreciate that. Yes, we could staff it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what I'm asking from you, because I'll send over the demographics in the next few minutes, you guys always have to provide a tentative start date, like when you think you can open the case. Do you have an idea when that will be, sometime next week? Or?
I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, let's do Wednesday. What's the date on that?
I think it's the 11th. Let me see.
Okay. Because 11th, then that way it gives you a little bit of flexibility to get a hold of her schedule and get out there. So I'm going to put tentative start 11, and
perfect.
Then I will go ahead and send you the demographics then.
Missy, it's amazing. Good thing I called. Did I email also or no? I don't remember what I did.
I don't know what you did. This case, like I said, I sent out last week, but you were outbidded. I had to give it to someone else. But in the first two, 3 days, they never showed up to help her. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to mess around. I'm going to go to the next provider, and you guys have been doing a great job. So I wanted to give you that opportunity.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you, when you say outbidded, is that, of course, you have to do rotation, and I totally get you not giving them to all the same place. Makes 1,000% sense. Is outbidded mean by someone responded quicker or with an earlier start date?
So basically, when we send it out to multiple providers, we keep track of all the bids that come in by the date, the time, and everything like that. We also look at who can start the soonest, because obviously when we're trying to, secure providers, we need to make sure, one, you have the staffing that can, the soonest. And then we look at, are you guys have a lot of missed visits? You're not showing up. I mean, we hate to, do that to our members. So in this case, somebody was able to start sooner than you, so I had to give it to them. But you were next in line. You were able to, you were like the following day. So that's why I reached out to you. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it works. It's when I say outbidded, it's because they can start sooner and, maybe you have 10 cases and they have none. It's that kind of thing. We got to kind of spread the wealth there. So.
Perfect. Okay. So, you're saying that if after 2-3 days we don't hear from you, we could sort of like put it on the back burner on us and say we're probably not
getting it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because we're keeping track of it regardless on our end. It's just when we get audited, like we had a show, like, well, why did you give it to this one? It's just making sure that we're following the steps or whatever. But if you don't hear back, unfortunately,
we have
hundreds of cases, so it's hard to respond to every single one. So
no problem. Okay. So you're basically saying that like I shouldn't feel the need or that I should even reach out to ask you about it. Leave it. If I don't hear from you, that means we didn't get it, period.
Absolutely, yeah. But give us a couple days because we're overwhelmed. We have a big caseload. Everybody does. So
good.
We may not get to your email like a day
That's
or two
fine.
And then we just, yeah. But, yeah, hang tight. You're doing a great job, Judah. So.
Thank you, Missy. And which email are you going to email it to, Jay Schuster or
intake? Which would you prefer? Can I do the intake?
I like intake better because as we continue to grow and bring on more people, you know, other people come on under the inbox.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of do a follow-up from the original one I sent, and then I'm just going to put the acceptance with all the demographics, and then you keep me posted when you guys are going to start her and all that other good stuff, okay?
Love it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Enjoy your cookies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.